Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinia Research, a private market research firm. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No, I don't work on a political campaign.
Oh, okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following this describes how you will vote in the general election for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th?
You are anybody but Trump. Absolutely anybody but Trump.
Well, the choices are, I am definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
Registered to vote and will be voting.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me with which political party are you registered?
I'm usually registered as a Republican.
Okay. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Can you tell me what is your main racial background? I mean, African-American Black, Asian-American, white, or other?
White.
Okay, thank you so much. And now can you tell me what is your age?
76.
76, thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going the right direction.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to give you a list and can you please tell me which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? The choices are the economy and jobs, local growth and development, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, taxes, access and cost of healthcare, K-12 education, climate and the environment, crime and public safety, housing and proper insurance costs, and abortion.
Crime and crime and whatever it was.
Crime and public safety.
Yes, crime and public safety.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You are
Republican.
Would you say is definitely, probably, or leans likely to the Republican candidate?
Likely. Very. Highly likely. Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you so much. And
except for Trump.
Okay, got it. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes. Yes, okay.
Okay, and would you say...
It's a lot better than Trump.
Okay. And would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I somewhat approve.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
I approve.
Okay, and again, is that strongly or somewhat approve?
I say strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please, can you indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Or if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Rico Smith.
I have not heard. Not familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. And the second one is Pinterest Driscoll.
I'm not familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely Biden.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And, well, you say definitely. And if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Pinterest Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Definitely. Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you so much. And all of those things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community?
One who has served already.
Okay, the one who has experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians, like inflation that has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for this higher cost? President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
Probably the government, Biden.
The government.
Mm-hmm, the government. Okay. Federal government.
Okay, thank you so much. And, as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community, or a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results?
Republican.
Okay, got it. And thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shoot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which one of the following comes closest to your opinion? While political violence is unacceptable, it doesn't change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Or, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will no vote for Donald Trump this November. Or,
no. Number one, definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to give you some statements about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please, you can indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. The first one is the Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith serves in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, works as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club on Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the proper insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. And the second one is Democrat Pinterest Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was selected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleges to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economy recovery for all Floridians.
First one,
okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And if you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
First, I support him.
Okay, this makes you much more likely to support him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. The second one is, Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
Totally support him.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold actions like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
Supportive.
Okay. Thank you so much. Then we have, with trust in government at all-time lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens.
Supportive.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says, Rico Smith supports effort to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of homeownership.
Well, of course, I would be supportive of that. I don't know how well you can do it, but...
Okay. But. Thank you so much for your answers. And now, if you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Fentress Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? Again, if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, Fentress Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on legal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for a transnational crime organization that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
He's more likely to be against that, right?
Okay, the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely.
Slightly likely.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one says, Fentress Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
That would not affect how I'll still vote for him.
Okay, this have no effect or no difference in your decision?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
Supportive.
Okay, and would you say it's much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one is, since Fentress Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed. property insurance premiums have soared, and the average resident is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
I don't hold him responsible for that. It's at a greater level than what he has say in. So, no, that doesn't affect me.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is, Fentress Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
I don't hold that against him. That's not in his, I don't hold him responsible for that. That's the economy.
Okay, so there's no difference.
No.
Okay, got it. Then we have Fentress Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
I'm not supportive of that.
Okay, and we'll say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Unlikely. Most unlikely.
Okay, thank you so much. And the last one says, Fentress Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
That doesn't affect me. I mean, that doesn't, that's not going to sway my vote.
Okay, so no difference.
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Got it. And taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll or Rico Smith, the Republican?
The current one. The first one you named.
Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
No, the Republican.
The Republican. Rico Smith.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith?
Probably.
Probably, okay, got it. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Biden, but I am a Republican, but I won't ever vote for Trump.
Okay.
Corrupt.
Okay, got it. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republican?
Usually vote for Republicans.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Oh, I'd say, what were my choices again? I'm a moderate.
Yeah.
I'm a moderate.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a PhD in history.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.